This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad. Khadka with news. Our top story is first. Nepal witnessing unexpected rise in corona-related deaths. Country reports 14 deaths from coronavirus infection to date itself. COVID-19 Crisis Management Center recommends closure of different India-Nepal border points in wake of massive spread of coronavirus. Today marks International Workers' Day. President and Prime Minister extend messages of best wishes. And Australian citizens returning home from India to face up to 5 years in jail and fines. Now the news in detail. The death toll due to coronavirus infection is unexpectedly increasing recently across the country. The country reported 14 corona-related deaths today itself till the time of this news preparation. Baki district alone recorded 6 corona-related deaths, while 3 deaths were confirmed in Kanchanpur and 1 in Salyan. Similarly, additional 2 corona-related deaths have been reported from Kailali, and 1 is from Sindhupalchok and Tablejung district. A meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center CCMC held on Friday has recommended closure of different border points of Nepal and India in a wake of massive spread of coronavirus. The meeting, presided by the CCMC coordinator and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel, has also offered further recommendations for the containment of the virus as the second wave of COVID-19 is also increasing. And the recommendations given by the CCMC would be discussed in the Council of Ministers meeting. Today is the International Workers' Day, also known as May Day. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has offered her best wishes of happiness, peace and prosperity to all working sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of International Workers' Day today. The President, in the message of greetings on the occasion of May Day, appreciated and thanked working people who do their work for the prosperity and progress of the country, being on the forefront to fight COVID-19. She also urged one and all to abide by the prohibitory orders imposed by the government to control coronavirus infection and follow health protocol to be safe from deadly virus. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has also extended his best wishes to one and all on the occasion of International Workers' Day today. Nepal and Caribbean island nation Dominica have established diplomatic relations. With this, the number of countries Nepal has established diplomatic ties has reached 169. Permanent resident of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, and permanent resident of Dominica to the UN, Lauren Booth Banis, signed a joint communique to this effect at a ceremony in the permanent mission of Nepal in New York. Both Nepal and Dominica are also the member of G77 and have adopted non-alignment movement as their foreign policy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. Australian citizens returning home from India could face up to 5 years in jail and fines after the government made the journey temporarily illegal. The Australian Health Minister said the ruling had been made based on the proportion of people in quarantine who have acquired a COVID-19 infection in India. Earlier this week, Australia banned all flights from India. Australian media report this will be the first time Australians have been criminalized for returning to their country. Likewise, the United States has also restricted travel from India starting from 4th of May. India is due to begin vaccinating all adults over the age of 18 amid a deadly second wave of infections, but a number of states say they won't be able to provide the jab, citing the lack of enough doses. India's vaccination drive is in a crisis at a time when the country's healthcare system is overwhelmed. And the country has also recorded more than 400,000 new cases, that the highest one-day increase of the pandemic, and over 3,000 deaths are being reported daily. Meanwhile, a fire in hospital in Bharuch, Gujarat, killed 18 people in the early hour of Saturday. And this is the latest in a number of deadly hospital fires across the country this week. The country has so far administered more than 150 million doses of two coronavirus vaccines in what is the world's largest vaccination drive. A car bomb explosion has killed 30 people in Afghanistan, among whom are high school students. The bomb went off late on Friday close to a guest house where the students were reportedly staying in Pol Alam, the capital of Eastern Logar province. And dozens of people were hurt, and witnesses described roofs collapsing and victims being trapped under the debris. And no group has said it was behind the blast, as people broke their fast in Islamic holy month of Ramadan. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. Nepal witnessing unexpected rise in corona-related deaths. Country reports 14 deaths from coronavirus infection to date itself. COVID-19 Crisis Management Center recommends closure of different Nepal-India border points in wake of massive spread of coronavirus. Today marks International Workers' Day. President and Prime Minister extend message of best wishes. And Australian citizens returning home from India to face up to 5 years in jail and fines. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.